you.
Thank you, Thomas. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 17th of July. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North at Sarah and South at Sarah. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic high 1,032, slow moving and intensifying 1,034 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North at Sarah. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, moderate or good. South at Sarah. Variable 3 or less at first in east, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, moderate or good. 40s, northerly, backing northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in northeast. Showers, moderate or good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7, perhaps gale 8 later in North Fisher. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 3 in South Thames. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northeasterly 4 or 5 at first in Dover and East White, otherwise variable, then cyclonic later 2 to 4. Fair in Dover and North White, but showers elsewhere, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good. Biscay, northwest, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4 at times until later, otherwise mainly northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, but northwesterly 4 to 6 later in North Irish Sea. Fair, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin. North or northeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in Malin and for a time in Shannon. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey. North or northwest 3 to 5, showers or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate. Farral, Faroes. North or northwest 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. And southeast Iceland, westerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north-northeast, 4, 6 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Stornoway, north, 4, more than 38 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Lerwick, north, 3, mist, 2 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Lucas, east, 1, mist, 4 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by west, 2, 1,014, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east, 5, 2 miles, 1,015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 3, 2 miles, 1,016. Jersey, northeast by north, 3, 9 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 2, 1,017. Scilly Automatic, north, 4, 5 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast, 1, 11 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west, 2, 9 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. And Malin Head, north-northwest, 3, 5 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday, the 17th of July. The general situation: high pressure centred over the Atlantic will bring a generally light to moderately northerly or northeasterly flow to the inshore waters, but winds will increase later in the west. The weather will continue mainly fair in most areas, although showers or drizzle may develop at times in northeast and later in northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney: northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later near Rattray Head, mainly fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed: northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later near Rattray Head, but variable 3 or less in south, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby: mainly north 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 later, drizzle for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point: northeast, backing northwest later 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first and 5 later. Showers later, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland: northerly or northeasterly 3 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill: northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in east, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis: variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, then veering northeast later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly: variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel: variable 3 until later in east, otherwise northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel: variable 3 or less at first in Cardigan Bay and east of Anglesey, otherwise mainly northerly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway: cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later in west and northwest, but variable 3 or less later in east. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man: northeast, backing north or northwest 3 to 5, increasing 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch: variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, except in far south. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel: cyclonic, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later in North Channel, occasionally variable 3 or less in northeast. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate in North Channel. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point: variable 3 or less at first in southeast, otherwise northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath: northerly or northeasterly, backing northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south. Fair, good. And Shetland Isles: north or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's Prayer for the Day, presented by Reverend Dr. Karen Campbell.
Good morning. One sign that I'm ready for a holiday is when I find myself getting angry over the smallest thing. It could be as simple as running out of bread or when family plans slip out of control. A few summers ago, I attempted growing tomatoes. I'd carefully nurtured them from seed indoors, and when they were ready, I'd put them in pots outside. But by the end of the summer, there was not one tomato to show, and I felt confused and even angry at my futile effort. When I invited a gardening friend over to examine my disobedient plants, she quickly spotted the problem. She said, "You can't expect these tomatoes to flourish when you've only given them small pots to grow in. You are choking them of life." Those words stuck with me. How often do we live in little kingdoms that prevent us from flourishing and choke us of life? We get angry when we become so busy trying to protect our own little kingdoms of what we're attached to and what we feel we can control. It's no wonder we can't flourish. One antidote to misplaced anger is practicing hope alongside lament. Handing our distress over to God whilst practicing outrageous hope, knowing that God is in control and in God's field all will be well, even when this current moment might not seem like that. Over these summer months, whether you garden your land or your soul, may God help you let go of anger and recover fruitful living. May the God of this good earth be with you. May God's word find life-giving soil within you so that all your works and your life bear fruits of goodness and truth. May the God of this good earth be with you.